Joined now by Mark Bauer after the 3-1 win over Brackley Town. Mark, easy job being a manager. You turned it round at half-time with a team talk and then you bring the substitute on at the key moment. You must be pretty pleased with yourself this afternoon.
Well, just pleased to get the win, I think. With everything that's gone on and all the circumstances surrounding it, I think that's our best win of the season. You know, lads are out on the pitch, probably shouldn't be out there. You know, we're down to the bare bones. OJ has sort of been rushed back onto the bench before he's really completed a training session. And we're at the sort of end of a spell of, you know, playing Saturday midweek for quite a few weeks as well. So, all in all, to come back from being a goal down as well at half-time, which we've not done too often this season, we've not come from behind enough times. Yeah, like I say, I think it's our best win of the season.
Ollie Johnson's introduction did change things because at that point it looked to be a pretty frustrating afternoon because Brackley were proven very resilient.
Yeah, it's always going to be like that. Teams come here and if you can't get that early breakthrough, they growing confidence and you know, they set up well and frustrated us, and just when we had little opportunities in the final third, just didn't quite take them. And then they catch us with, you know, ball bobbling around their box that could have quite easily have ended up in their net. They break away and it ends up in ours. So, you know, like we've said, any team in this league can beat anyone on the day, and they were certainly capable of doing that today. But yeah, I thought the longer the game went, I told lads that we needed to be just about that bit sharper in midfield. I thought that they were getting too many second balls, and if we got more second balls, then we had the quality to create chances and hurt them. And I think as the game wore on, obviously with OJ's introduction, I thought it might be a bit rusty, but he looked okay. And yeah, that goal just gave us a spark. And I think we've been saying for a few weeks, missing a few bodies, we just needed a spark. And OJ's introduction gave us that. And yeah, when we were good after that. I was pleased with how we did. Restricted them to very little.
Was it a tactical change or was there an injury as well to Danny Hall?
We were going to bring him on. We were just about to bring him on, but Danny Hall started to feel his hamstring, so we slightly changed how we thought we'd do it. So, yeah, just probably in time that Hawley felt that for us to make the specific change that we did. He was about to come on and was ready to come on. So, yeah, we knew that it was obviously going to be bit of a risk having not trained, but he's got that quality to produce for you, and thankfully in a couple of occasions today he did that for us, and it's a difference between maybe, you know, scraping an equaliser or getting beat to 3 good points.
With the injury problems, you brought on Luke Porritt as well. It's been a week where we've been signing up some of the academy players. Are you impressed with what you've seen?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've Poz has been out at Farsley this season and got sort of a taste of first team football there, and being left sided and out winger was something that we're sort of short of at the minute. He just fit the bill and thought he worked really hard. Had a couple of moments where he showed decent quality, and yeah, you know, the other young lads have signed forms. You know, coming to the ground today, not sure if two or three of the players that played were actually going to play, so it could well have been there'd have been a few more of them on there. Poz and John Hendry may have started, you know, so it's the lads have done well, and you know that if we see the opportunity to throw them on, then we'll certainly do so. When you know, trying to get in the top five, it's not easy to take too many chances with people that have not got that much experience. But football's a funny game. 2 weeks' time, things can totally change, and other lads can be involved. But no, pleased with the progress. Obviously, Dave and Danny and Colin in the academy are doing a great job with them, and we've seen them impress in the County Cup this year. And certainly, when they've trained with us, a few lads have really stood out as well. So they may be needed at some point, and if they are, I'm sure they'll take their opportunities.
Finally, next week, very long trip, another tough afternoon.
Yeah, it's a long time. I think we could definitely deal with the you know, midweek without a game this week. I think that will certainly help us rest a few bodies. You know, thankfully we'll have the likes of Bosch back into the squad. Jack Stockdale comes back from his loan spell as well at Ossett, so we'll be swelling the numbers a touch there. Centre-half might be an issue with Danny Hall and Danny Ellis sort of walking wounded at the minute. But yeah, it'll be a difficult trip. We'll prepare properly. We'll be going down there on Friday, get settled in and make sure that we prepare properly for it, because, you know, with the way the results have gone again today and us getting a win, you know, another 3 points will really help to cement that place in that top five. So we'll look forward to the game, but I think the lads are looking forward to a little breather this week where we'll just make sure we're getting everyone in the best shape possible for that game next weekend.
Thanks, Mark.